Although General Electric recently chose Boston for its new headquarters, Raimondo says Rodin remains in the running for some GE jobs. The governor says talks are ongoing, although it could take months to determine whether anything will happen.
I'm relentless in my pursuit of GE jobs and jobs for many other companies. So we're working as hard as we can at it, and the company's in active discussions with us.
Raimondo says she initiated the state's pursuit of GE last year by reaching out to a fellow Yale University board member who also serves on GE's board. That eventually led to a private dinner at the Providence restaurant Beccaro. Raimondo, Senator Jack Reed, and local CEOs and the presidents of Brown and RISD joined together to tell GE execs that Rodin would be a great place for the company's headquarters. Although Rodin did not win the big prize, Raimondo says the state is showing measurable signs of economic progress. More than 8,000 jobs were added last year, the most since 2000. Baltimore-based Wexford Science and Technology last week signed a purchase and sale agreement to move ahead with a life sciences park in the I-195 district, and the State Commerce Corporation has approved plans that Raimondo says will stimulate more than $100 million in real estate development.
We're on a roll, we have momentum, and we just have to keep at it.
The governor says the state still suffers from an image problem, but she says it also has a good story to tell, due in part to gradual improvements in the business climate. Raimondo kept a salad by her side as she spoke with six reporters in the cafeteria of a state building on Smith Hill. The conversation was arranged by the governor's communications office in the first of what may become a regular thing. Raimondo offered few details on efforts to revamp her proposal to fix state bridges through new tolls on large trucks, although she says a new version of the concept may emerge later this week. The governor was more forthcoming when asked about criticism of her unconventional approach to funding some new initiatives. The Rhode Island College Foundation is paying the $210,000 salary, for example, for the state's new chief innovation officer, Richard Colada, and the URI Foundation was going to pay the $7,000 cost for Raimondo to go to an economic forum in Switzerland last week until her trip was canceled due to what turned out to be a minor amount of snow. Critics question why the state isn't paying directly for the new innovation officer and why Raimondo didn't use her campaign fund for the planned trip to Davos, Switzerland. The governor says she has no regrets about her approach.
We have to get comfortable with doing things differently. We can't keep doing things the same way and expect different results. We have to be creative and innovative, and that's what I'm going to continue to do.
Looking ahead, Raimondo is set to unveil her second budget proposal next Tuesday. Ian Donis, Rhode Island Public Radio.